This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for us to involve you in the secret of the universe. This is the DJV show, the DJV experience with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. The Victoria Keelan presence will be heard and felt. Kara Schillen. So, the secret to the universe. Great way for us to open up this hour of conversation, Wednesday, the 2nd of August. Could a piping hot bowl of oatmeal be the secret to a really long life? Let's contemplate that, shall we, as we delve into some of the people who are involved in our people in the news portion of the program. The Donnelly family holds the Guinness World Record for the oldest family. Say accounts of their longevity with a combined age of 1,075 years. Family lives in Ireland. They've taken the title of the world's oldest family. They say a single bowl in the morning is not enough to do the trick. The key that you need to keep yourself alive is to get your oats at night, says Leo Donnelly, 72, the youngest of the 13 Donnelly siblings. He said, quote, "We've always followed Daddy's habit of that nice warm bite before going to bed. Porridge around 10 p.m., and then porridge again for breakfast at 7. Cooked oats, some milk, perhaps a spot of jam on top. It's always stood us well. Porridge before sleep, and porridge after sleep."
I don't think I'd want to live that long if I was having porridge at night and in the morning.
It makes porridge. Sense, though, that if you have, like, a little bit of carbs, cold. Yeah, at night, and your body's just burning calories, like, all day.
Porridge in the morning, porridge in the evening.
Yeah.
Porridge at supper time. So keep my little porridge and love me all the time.
Never heard that song.
Haven't you?
No.
I'm surprised that wasn't a hit.
It was just made up.
Yeah. Right
now. All right, so they have been studied by people at Harvard University. And what the Harvard folks found out is those who eat 2 to 3 servings of whole grains a day reduce their risk of getting diabetes by 21%, lower their risk for inflammation, the arthritis, gout, Crohn's disease, neurodegenerative diseases. So look for a lot of Quaker oats to be sold today.
Yeah, but it's got to be the real stuff. It can't be the instant.
No.
Nothing that's quick cook or any of that instant stuff.
Women
be the kind that takes like a half an hour to make.
Right, yeah. What do they call it? Cut oats, I think it's... Isn't it?
Steel cut.
Steel cut, yeah. Women who eat 2 to 3 servings of whole grain produce these products say that they're 30% less likely to have a heart attack or die from heart disease. But the operative word, as the ladies just suggested here, is whole grain. So forget about the stuff that comes in the packets.
That instant stuff tastes so good, but it's so bad.
So the Donnellys grew up on a farm, yay. In addition to eating oats, they've lived a fairly healthy lifestyle, which is generally free of processed foods. They don't drink. Leo says our diet has never been from processed or polluted foods. Well, they keep away from eating anything from Monsanto. Quote, "We worked with nature. Everything eaten was either grown or reared by us. Mom would say, go outside and wring a chicken's neck, and that's what we'll have for dinner." The vegetables we ate, we'd grown. The fruit we ate, we picked. The eggs were laid from our chickens. The bacon came from our pigs, and the bread was made by hand. So, what do you think? Siblings range in age from 72 to 93 years of age.
I mean, if you can swing it, it's great. I don't know how realistic it is for our lives, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe they live, it sounds like, maybe more of a stress-free life, right? I mean, I don't have time to bake bread for myself to eat every week.
I got I actually got some bread baked for me yesterday. How's that?
It's pretty good.
So maybe I'll live to be, let's see, how old?
Share.
1,075 years old. I'm going to live to be 1,000 years old. Our bodies actually, you know, no joke. This is not a joke, by the way. This is the real McCoy. Our bodies, if you look into it, and you don't have to Google very far to dig very deep, I mean, to see what we are capable of doing with our bodies. 145 years, in that vicinity. The body, if we didn't abuse it, would live to be, usable for 145 years, the way that it is now. But most people, I don't know, what's the oldest person? Was that Japanese lady like 118 or something?
I think it is a Japanese lady, right?
Yeah, I think so.
110, maybe?
I thought it was older than that.
Maybe older, yeah.
Yep. I'll still be doing this program when I'm 110. How's it going to sound?
Probably a little slow.
Really? All right, other people in the news today. Elon Musk has a private space company, EIEIO, and in that company he has decided to, listen to this. This guy's founded PayPal, and he started other companies like Tesla and SpaceX, valued now at $21 billion. The fourth most valuable privately held company, tech company, in our country, with Uber, Airbnb, WeWork, and Palantir. I don't even know who Palantir is. What's that?
I've never heard of that either. They must own something else.
P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R. Yeah. Anybody want to check that out? That'll be your assignment, Kara. Well, as we continue. Kid Rock in the news today. He is a big supporter of President Trump, as you know. And according to polls released yesterday, he tops the field of those in Michigan who are in the interest category for running for the Senate. He's behind the Democrat incumbent, Debbie Stabenow, but not by much. His real name is Robert Ritchie.
I heard he was winning by 4 over her.
It depends on how hypothetical you make the matchup, I think, Jennifer. He took 33% in this poll of the Republican possibilities. 49% of Michigan voters think Trump is doing an excellent job as president. That's a more positive assessment than the national approval ratings, but with that comes the coattails. I think I remember we talked about this. I'm not a big fan of Kid Rock's, but I thought it was interesting when he became. I didn't have any idea that he was even interested in politics. But he supported Ben Carson quite loudly, and then he jumped onto the Trump campaign. He's selling pro-Trump merchandise in his store online, T-shirts with the phrase, God, Guns, and Trump.
Oh, God. Sounds good to me.
There you go.
What I think is interesting about Kid Rock is that he has a platform. Like, this is how bad politics are, where Kid Rock can go in and just think he's going to run for office and he's beating the opposition. And it's because nobody's getting anything done. And people are tired of all the drama.
Yep. And we keep saying this all the time.
In, I know, but nobody listens or wants to listen. If they're going to Washington, they fall into the trap. But Kid Rock has just got out there and he said something that would make me vote for him in a heartbeat. And he said, I'm running on the platform of simplification. I'm not going to try to. I want to fix ballot measures to try to trick people. I'm tired of it. If you live and work in this country, you should be able to understand what your representatives are actually doing. And I'm all for it. I mean, how many times do we all complain about, whether it was food labeling or whatever, people write a good initiative and no one can understand how to vote on it because of the definition on the ballot.
It's so true.
Good for Kid Rock. You know what? He wants to simplify things. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds like you're voting for something, but you're really voting against it.
Right,
and no one, and Jennifer's the only person I know in the last election who actually read all the ballot measures and, like, actually read the fine print, which no one does. And then people get upset when the wrong stuff gets voted in and they think they lost and really they did vote for it. It's a mess. I totally agree with him on that one.
Well, there are all kinds of things never make any difference what level you're on. I'm trying to get some things done for events on the farm here, and the BS and the red tape and the things that get in your way, and the bureaucrats say, hey, don't look at us. We're just enforcing the things that the selectmen voted or the Board of Health voted. Go yell at them. You know, that nothing's simple. Nothing is simple. It's way, everything's way overregulated, and you're right. Think back of the good old days, the simpler days when Sheriff Joe Arpaio was in charge. America's toughest sheriff, found guilty of criminal contempt, violating a judge's order to stop racial profiling. I thought he was out, though. Yeah, this goes back, what, 5-6 years to 2011? Court ordered him to stop the patrols. He was famous for grabbing up the Mexicans in Maricopa County, Arizona, and sending them back home, I think. Wasn't that his claim to fame? Tough guy.
Yes, yeah, he was tough on that, but I think what he was also doing was just racially profiling people and guessing what their immigration status was, and that's when the judge said stop doing that. And then
how
he
do you not do, if you're right. gathering up Mexicans who are coming across the border illegally, how do you not racially profile?
I almost lost my mind yesterday in Texas. The headline, I don't know if I was watching CNN or if it was Fox. I kind of go back and forth, and I was running around yesterday. But the headline was that ICE signs a contract to with Texas, basically, to deport. What was ICE doing before that? Isn't ICE's job by nature to be
deport.
Immigration customs enforcement? Isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Yeah. Why is the headline that they signed a contract with Texas to do deportations? This is what's so crazy, is that there are rules in the country that are supposed to be followed, and none of the government agencies that we pay for are actually doing what they're supposed to
be doing. Back to what we said a few minutes ago, Jennifer.
So
nothing's
crazy.
Getting done. So whether our payer was right or wrong, he did what he thought was right, but it wasn't what the law said he was supposed to, so he's in hot water. But, yeah, there's so much conflicting information, so many signs, you don't know which one to read and which one to believe, which one to follow. It is crazy, and this is the kind of stuff. And depending on how you believe the effect of astrology may be, our astrologer Maria Trilogy says that this month is be crazy because of the eclipse and all kinds of...
When it gets hot, don't people already go a little cuckoo? August is always weird.
August, yep. August, and Mercury will go retrograde about halfway through the month. Hunga bunga. So, anyway, meanwhile, Joe is retired, and who's going to bother him at this point? What happens? So he was found guilty. What do they do to him then?
Well, he was supposed to be. He's up for 6 months of jail, but I don't know. Based on his age, I don't think he'll do it.
Nope. All right, so there they are, the roundup of some of the people making news today. It's 20 past the hour, the DJV show.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No bull, just a calf. So if you ever look at the, if you look at pictures of Gene Simmons when he gets his whole giddy on, he has an interesting facial markings. The black and white markings on his face are pretty unique, right? Well, if you look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a picture, and it, when you look at it first, it looks like Gene Simmons, but you will find that is utterly ridiculous because it isn't. It actually is a calf, the face of a calf that looks just like Gene.
The Kiss Calf.
It's the Kiss Calf. Very good, Jennifer. Calf was born on a ranch near Kerrville, Texas, 60 miles northwest of San Antonio. Heather Takata, who lives at the ranch with her family, said the calf belonged to her grandmother. They named it Jeannie in honor of Simmons.
She says, she's so cute.
The calf and its mother are doing fine, and that Jeannie is a family favorite and won't be sold. So, this is, I've had the, what the, this is a lineback. Calf, this is the breed of cow that has a face that potentially looked like that. Lineback cows are black with a line, a white line, right down their backbone. And so this is the possibility is to have a face that looks like that. I had a calf once, not white and black like that, but not with the markings. It really is remarkable that it looks like Gene Simmons.
And her little tongue sticking out just like his.
Yeah, right.
Knowing Gene Simmons, he's going to adopt this cow, you know. He's going to want this cow.
Bring it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, he was tweeting about it, so he knows, and he likes Little Genie, so.
Wake up, Little Genie, wake up. So check out the calf on Facebook at the DJV show page. Sam Hunt in the musical news today. His body like a back road rewrites the record for the most number of weeks spent on top of the Hot Country Songs chart at Billboard. 25th week at number one. That is unheard of. So let's listen to this and see what the quality is that we like here, Jennifer. Florida Georgia Line had a song called Cruise a couple of years ago.
Love that, yeah.
Up 24 weeks. This is number one, 25 weeks. Standalone single.
A monster hit.
Not from an album. Following his debut album, Montevallo, which sold 1.3 million copies in the U.S. So, is this guy prolific? What else has he done? I don't know that much about Sam Hunt. I know we've talked about him before.
He's one of those up-and-coming country singers that are not just traditional country. They kind of bring that pop rock soul element into it. So he kind of does this. I don't know. He's sort of like a boy band. I mean, doesn't it sound kind of boy bandy to you? But he's got the country sound still.
This is Sam Hunt singing that house party song?
I think so. Isn't
yeah.
It? Oh, wow.
Like
I never knew that.
First big hit last year.
Yeah.
I know the song. I just didn't know it was Sam Hunt. And you're right, Jen. It totally sounds boy bandish.
He kind of mixes it up a little bit where he's always got that country bass line, but it's poppy, does some soulful stuff. He really tries to kind of blend genres, I think. That's his gig.
Mm. Cool.
Other songs, country songs that have done well, Walk On by Leroy Van Dyke in 1961 was on the top of the chart for 19 weeks. Florida Georgia Line's had a couple. Song called Holy, or H-O-L-Y, May of last year, 18 weeks on the top of the list. So, interesting how the stuff stays there, gets there and stays there in the country world. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tyler, time to go for our family. family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Oh, I like that. Why is it I like that so much? What is there about that? Hello, I'm Doug. Hello to Jennifer. Hello to Victoria. Hello to Kara. Hello to you. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. If you want to listen to the current podcast, well, it doesn't make any difference whether you want to listen to a previous podcast or a current podcast of the DJV Show. If you would like to have it automatically delivered to your smartphone, in fact, or any other wireless device, go to Blog Talk Radio, all one word, blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show. You can also get the podcast from iTunes or everywhere podcasts are available. This reminds me of an old ad. Everywhere podcasts are sold. So, congratulations to Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh, given the honor for a number of years of being the nation's number one talk personality, yesterday got a birthday cake from his staff. It wasn't really a birthday cake. It was an anniversary cake because he ended his 29th year. August the 2nd, 1988. So what follows up, what is, somebody says, oh, yeah, well, it's all about you. Well, actually, he started his career on the radio in August of 1968. That's 50 years ago. I started my career on the radio in August of 1965, but it wasn't. I didn't get paid until sometime in 1966, I think it was. And this program started in October. I think it was October 8th of 1988. So who's making me? I did actually get a cake yesterday, but it wasn't because it was the anniversary. It was because I can keep complaining to the maker that I don't get a cake. So I got a cake. But seriously, this is pretty unprecedented stuff. And I don't say it because I want to aggrandize myself, but it is interesting, the league in which he and I are in, and Bohannon. Jim Bohannon, Rush Limbaugh, Doug Steffen have been on the air doing these sorts of programs, or just being on the air. We're the old radio crew, if you will. And it's interesting to see how we all decide what we want to do with our lives, and it includes, Limbaugh said on his program yesterday, all he ever wanted to do would be on the radio. I think that pretty much sums up where I was in terms of career. I love being on the farm, and I've been on the farm all my life, so I like that as a thread through my life. But it's kind of cool that in this day of so much controversy and so much upheaval and in jobs and businesses that you can't really, you know, the radio business is mondo bizarro now. It's crazy, this craziness. The people who own these stations, the companies, they're crazy. And the people who run them are crazy. And so there are people, I'm talking about the huge companies. Limbaugh works for the biggest company. I happen to have not chosen that. I am on my own, and I like it better that way. I wouldn't have lasted working for one of these big companies anyway. But in the circumstances that we find ourselves in, Jennifer can attest to this, because she's a radio brat. Her father and the company that they have built, CRN Digital in Los Angeles, is also a tribute to not doing it the way everybody did. This is not your mama's radio. It just isn't. But the fact that we can play in the same league with the big guys and hold our own, most every day, it's just a challenge. And you choose that. You know, this is a fabulous way for me and for the ladies to communicate with you and have something to show for it. But it is one of the most difficult things to make work in the world. And we make our choices. I could say, enough of this. I'm going to go do something else. I'm just going to spend the day on my tractor. But I don't, because I find that there's something to this that is good for me, frankly. And I think that for the most part, although sometimes Jennifer, when she cranks it out, jumping out of the sack at 3 o'clock and then goes on to another program and then another thing at the end of the day. But it's, you know, this is what we're about. And communicating and having the fun and the ability. And even when we're serious, we're having fun. Because it is a way for us to be us. And it's always fun. And you must find it that way yourself. You find yourself, when you're at your best, you're being yourself. Whatever it is that you do, I hope that it has the same rewards for you that what we do has for us. And it's only because of you that we have those rewards, frankly. So thank you, I would say. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And is your anniversary is in October, right?
October 8th.
Like a month? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're ready. We're on 30-year alert.
Start the 30th year, October 8th. Yes, the 30-year alert. The story of this plane that was within 10 minutes, actually the pilot saw the intercontinental ballistic missile that North Korea shot off the other day, Air France flight from Tokyo to Paris.
You would have to check my pants. I'm just telling you right
now.
Can
you imagine?
Nope.
They've taken off, and they're headed out across what is essentially Korean airspace, and the people look out the window and they see this ICBM airborne, Boeing 777. Japanese Defense Ministry said that the ICBM landed about 93 miles north of an island, the northern part of Japan. So what are we going to do about this? This guy is nuts. And what is there to do? What is the internet? Jennifer, you were saying earlier how nothing get done in Washington. I don't see the international community doing anything about anything either.
The international community is a big disappointment. China talks a big game, saying that they're going to help with North Korea, yet they continue selling them all kinds of resources and propping up their economy, and so they haven't been delivering on their promise. The only one that seems, well, a couple of them, South Korea seems concerned, obviously. Japan, obviously concerned as well. So they're standing with us, but where is everybody else? I mean, where's the outrage here? I mean, this guy's, and believe me, I don't think that there's any other way, and this scares the bejesus out of me, especially because I'm on the West Coast, although he now has technology apparently to reach the East Coast, Kim Jong-un.
So he says.
So he says. Well, and also if you look at his these tests, he's doing these tests so far up in the air that when you calculate what he can do and how quickly his technology is improving, it's not a stretch to believe he can hit the East Coast. But somebody's going to have to go in and remove them. And, you know, I think everybody doesn't want to press the button and go into a war with a crazy dictator. But can you just let him continue free reign? I mean, it's not a great decision. It's not a lot of great options on the table, that's for sure.
If China's our frenemy, like they act like they're our friend, but they're not. And I'm so over China and every crappy thing that they produce. Is there any point we're going to get to where if China continues to be a frenemy that we're going to put sanctions on them? Or is everyone too afraid to do that because it's China?
Because it's business.
Right.
We don't do that much business with Russia, so it's easy to slap them on Putin and his pals. But, yeah, that's a very good question, Victoria. And how do you explain all of these things? If you have a youngster coming along in your life, how do you explain these sorts of things to him or her? This kind of stuff. How do you make a child feel comfortable and able to have fun, which is what children are supposed to do? Actually, that's what we're all supposed to do, right? Our lives should be full of fun and excitement, but instead we worry. Part of it is the news media whipping things up, but they're, you know, the part of this reality with this guy. Yeah, it's kind of, what does he think? Is he so out of touch? He is so mentally disturbed that he thinks he's going to win in something like this? He'll be destroyed in seconds.
I don't think he thinks that.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah.
And what's his big beef? Like, that's the other thing. There are some people that could come up with something that's sort of legitimate in terms of having a beef against us, but what's his beef against us?
It's very unclear. It's just that he feels that he wants to rule the world, and we stand in his way.
Good for him. Congratulations.
Has he ever been to the United States?
No. He's never been out of North Korea, I don't think.
That's true. I mean,
he has an appreciation, though, for Western culture. I mean, look at his love affair with basketball. I mean, that's why he has Dennis Rodman in there all the time. I mean, clearly there's some connection in Western culture that his people don't know because he doesn't allow that type of media. He doesn't allow Western media sources to be consumed by the people of North Korea. And that's the other scary thing is that when you go in there, what's next? Because these are people who have been ingrained and they don't know any different than what Kim Jong-un allows them to see and what they allow them to know.
Yeah,
or the lineage there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, really weird. All right, let's talk about something that's a little more interesting. On your point of view. The sports news is upon us at 44 past the hour. Jennifer would like to focus on some of her friends at the New England Patriots training camp. This is kind of weird. What's the matter? Are these people on the same team? What are they fighting about, Jennifer?
Yeah, well, you know, passions are high when football starts up again. The New England Patriots are doing their training camp exercises. They were doing them on Tuesday, and the exercise should have been pretty calm, as you mentioned, Dougie, but instead it resulted in the ejection of both one of the team's veterans as well as one of their prized offseason acquisitions. It all started when wide receiver Julian Edelman and cornerback Stephen Gilmore were both kicked out of practice for fighting each other. The dust-up began after an incomplete pass in the end zone. Edelman flung Gilmore to the ground and was pulled away by wide receiver Chris Hogan as the scuffle escalated. Now, Bill Belichick, who's the Patriots coach, had made a habit of throwing players out of practice for fighting, so this has happened before.
What the hell are they fighting about? They're on the same team.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Huh? Look, they're not the brightest. They're
well, apparently not, yeah.
Cornerback Malcolm Butler and former center Brian Stork were ejected last year for an infraction like this one. Linebacker David Harris said that they're just trying to win, to compete every play, and once next play starts, it's forgotten about. Yeah. They're not holding grudges or anything like that. It's part of training camp. It's hot. People are miserable, tired of going against each other. It's part of the grind. So there you go.
Yeah, right. Wonderful. All right. Talk about kids doing a man's job. I'm not even sure it's a man's job, but these people need to get a life. All right. Steph Curry is moving from the NBA to golf. Victoria?
Well, he, I don't know. He's not leaving the NBA, but he is trying his hand at pro golf. He's, of course, the two-time NBA MVP, and he's competing in his first professional golf event this week. It's the Ellie Mae Classic, and he received a sponsor's invitation, so he didn't really have to qualify for it. The tournament begins tomorrow, Thursday. It's at a Bay Area country course in Hayward, California. He tees off at noon with Sam Ryder and defending champ Stefan Jaeger. And then on Friday, he has his second round. He finished fourth in the American Century Championship a few weeks ago, which was at the pro-am level. So he is a really good golfer. I just, you know, no one really knows how good he's going to be up against all pros. Right now, the Vegas Superbooks have him at a 3,000-to-1 long shot that he could actually win this. So if you do place a $100 bet on Steph Curry, then you would win $1,500 back if he wins. Huh. However, in the past, it has not gone well for other pro athletes who want to get into golf. Jerry Rice, who, of course, is an NFL Hall of Famer, he played in the same tournament three times with dismal results. He finished dead last, and then second to last, and then the third time he just withdrew.
So for some reason or another, I thought Steph Curry had retired this year. So that was
no. Oh, no. He is on fire. Yep.
Really? On fire.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers have compared themselves, well, I don't know if the team has, the general manager of the Lakers, Jennifer, says that his players and his team are a lot like Taylor Swift when she was younger. His name is Rob Pelinka. Excited about the future. Used an interesting analogy during an appearance with Dan Patrick, who has a great sports talk show. He said, quote, it's kind of like if you go on YouTube and you think about Taylor Swift when she was 16, putting on her first song. It's her guitar. It's her. It's the small studio. And you watch it. And you listen to it and you say, wow, this is going to be a special thing. Really cool narrative as it unfolds. I have that sense about the Lakers. So do the people in Los Angeles.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's the case. But that's interesting. Good way to get a headline or two, right? It's 11 before the hour. You're listening to today's DJV experience.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply
simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The Daily Technology Review. This is Tech Talk Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. I don't want to mislead you. Doug Steffen is the handle behind the DJV show. But for me to put myself in the same category or league as Victoria when it comes to technology news, not very productive. Our visit into the world of technology brought to you today by the folks at Champion Generators. There are lots of pretenders, some contenders. There is only one Champion Generator. So if you go to championpowerequipment.com, you will see what so many people are learning. As you go through the summertime, you've lost your power. You need power generation. Go to the best in the power generation industry. That's Champion Power Equipment. Find a dealer near you at championpowerequipment.com. All right, so hackers getting into HBO. How does this work, Victoria? How do they strike and hurt HBO like this?
I'm not sure how they got in, and I'm sure HBO would like to know how they got in as well. But this is the second time that hackers have gotten into HBO's actual programming content. So this has nothing to do with the employees or the studio itself. This is going in and just blatantly stealing their exclusive content. This time, they took 1.5 terabytes from HBO. That's a lot of data. They are still unidentified hackers. They're anonymous, but they're talking to the press. They're bragging about it. They took episodes of Ballers, which is the Rocks show on HBO. That hasn't aired yet, so they have all those brand new episodes. They also have a show called Room 104, which I actually haven't heard of. I think it's a new show that's about to come out, and then they took next week's installment of Game of Thrones and threatened to leak that out. Now, that's a big deal, because we all know those Game of Thrones fans. You don't want to mess with them and spoilers, so that's so HBO is working quickly to try to fix this. Back in 2015, they released the first four episodes of Game of Thrones before it officially aired. This might actually be the same group that stole eight episodes of Orange is the New Black from Netflix as well.
Why?
So
they hold it up for ransom? Is it a ransomware?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, really.
It's not ransomware. It's just straight up old school ransom. they say we've got your content and pay us, and that's
it. How the heck do they do that? That's a question.
There's security breaches. If you're into hacking and coding and things like that, there are security breaches that people can find everywhere. The Alexa, all of the Alexa devices. That's the next thing that now even Congress is discussing how to protect it, because Alexa, you can hook it up to your light bulbs, your TV, your thermostat, and none of that is secured. So it's
so
dangerous.
Don't get it. Don't buy it. Don't use it. That's my motto.
The wild, wild west of technology.
Yeah. All right, let's see what Hulu is bragging about today. It looks like they have a couple of things that put them more on the map than they already are.
It's true. Hulu announced a really exciting thing yesterday. They are going to give us all some 90s flashbacks for sure. They have secured the rights to on-demand show all of ABC's TGIF programming block. Now, this went for years. When I was a kid, everything was TGIF, and it probably even through maybe when Kara was little, it lasted a really long time. And so Full House, which is now still on Netflix as Fuller House, the reboot, Family Matters, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Step by Step, Perfect Strangers, and Boy Meets World, all of these shows will now be in their, all their complete series will all be on Hulu. And so and they also are adding How I Met Your Mother, Burn Notice, and White Collar. So they've also announced, and it's interesting because Hulu has really been behind Netflix and Amazon. They really fell behind the eight ball. The only breakout show that they've had that's original is The Handmaid's Tale, which scored 13 Primetime Emmy nominations last week. So they do need a lot more buzz, and this is one of the ways that they're going to do it for family content.
Wow. So there you go. It's amazing that people find the time.
I know. Well, none of these shows.
People find time to watch all this stuff.
Well, when families get together, there's really, you know, there are limited things that families can all watch together. There are very few sitcoms like the TGIF block. All of that was family friendly. I remember my parents watching it with my brother and me. And that stuff is, you know, it doesn't exist on TV anymore.
No.
And as people cut the cord from cable, it's having all these types of shows on demand is, I think it's huge for family programming. Yeah.
Also, again, congratulations to Elon Musk's private space company, SpaceX, for joining the group of businesses that are at the top of privately held tech companies. Did we find out what Palantir was?
They are a data management company.
Are they?
Nothing that we would know of.
But we all know of SpaceX and Elon Musk. Good for him. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.